We're On the Radar. I'm Sarah Opat, and I'm here with a special guest, a photographer from Chicago, Ty.
Hi! I'm Ty.
Dude, thanks for coming here. Your energy is great.
Oh my God, thank you. I love when people compliment me on my vibes and my energy, because that's such a good, like, vibes and energy I'm so big on. So if somebody like, I love your energy, I'm like, that's better than you look beautiful. I like your outfit or your hair. Because that speaks soul. Before you even talk. Yeah, like your soul. Our souls are talking to each other. Mm-hmm. And you know, I always feel yours. Because when I first met you, I was like, I love Sarah.
Yeah, man. When I first met you, your style was just astounding. I'm like, this woman is just amazing to be around.
And, oh, thank you, Sarah. You over here gassing me like that. Cut it out. Thank you.
Believe in me. When I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. What I wanted to talk about was what you're doing in Chicago.
I am a fine art photographer that's based in Chicago, obviously, and I deal with African-American identity work, and sometimes I'll mesh that with fashion photography. So my senior thesis, when I graduated from college, which crazy enough is about to be almost a year. Wow, in December, it'll be almost a year, so I'm getting old already, and I'm only 22. But like my first project that I did was the Black series, which was really powerful, and that's really what got me into galleries and started giving me a little bit of attention. And it's about African-American slang, and I pair it with the literal meaning of the word with the slang version. So you can see like where some of the words come from and why we use them. And it's basically an educational tool to educate people in my community about, like I said, where these words come from, and people outside of my community that's not familiar with some of the words that I may use or people around me. And that project basically came about like my friend Christina. She was like, you should make a book about this because they'll be in class. And they're like, we don't know what the hell, what does that mean? We don't know what the hell you're talking about, or just some words that'd be kind of clueless. So the good thing about that is it was really funny and also therapeutic, but it spoke on a bigger issue with the racial climate right now and people not really understanding each other. I feel like if you get a more understanding of people's culture, you understand them a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And it's not so judgmental. So yeah, and another thing is, slang is not based on ignorance or not knowing how to talk. Every culture uses slang or some way of shortening words or changing words. So I just want people to know that when Black people use it, it's not about like, oh, they can't talk. Like, why do they talk like that or things like that? It's just cultural. And right now the series that I'm working on is the Light series, which is my baby, my new baby. Yeah, see, look. And the Light series is based on African-American women of a darker complexion. And when I was growing up, I used to hear things like, oh, you're too dark to wear that. Not necessarily to me, because I'm more of a brown skin tone, but people that are like from African descent that are a little bit darker than me, if they were to wear bright colors, they would like look like clowns and air quotes and things like that. And I'm combating that with pairing my models with bright lipstick and bright settings and bright outfits, like, oh, yeah, we can wear whatever we want. And that's part of more of the fashion side of things. And I'm working through that series right now, and it's been almost over a little bit over a year that I've been working on it. Mm-hmm. And it's just been really fun. Very stressful, of course, but very fun. I just got a grant for it, so
wow.
Yeah, I'm happy.
So what's stressful about it?
When you're an artist, and like I talked to my dad about this, because a lot of people that are older, it's hard for them to understand being an artist, because we do all this like weird, like if you're an artist, you immediately understand what I'm talking about. They don't understand a lot of it, but my dad, thank God for him, he tries to understand. And like, you're already 22, so you're young, you're broke, you don't know what the heck is going on. But then you extra broke because you're trying to spend money on your art, because that's your passion, that's your livelihood, that's what makes you happy. Like, whenever I'm down, I'm like, let me do this photo shoot. However, if you don't have money, see, look, if you don't have money, though, It's like, okay, what can you get done? And you're at a standstill. So that's very stressful because I'm trying to get this workout, and it means a lot to me. And part of me being a photographer is giving back to my community. It's so important to me for little black girls and little black boys to know that you can be an artist. Fine art isn't just Picasso, and it's not just for white people, and it's not just museums that you never heard of. Like, it can be with people that are cool and that are weird, and it's okay to be weird and do different things, because I didn't see that when I was growing up. So, yeah.
And I was going to ask you if you could tell me about your human soul and how it got introduced to photography.
I don't know, because, you know, back in the day, I'm going to age myself a little bit, not even that old. But the kids don't know about, you know, the disposable camera. See, we didn't have the digital cameras. You went to Walgreens, got the disposable camera, and I used to run out of the roll. I would always take pictures of myself. Mom would get all the pictures back, like, girl, all I see is your face. All I see is your face. And that started, and then, like, I got into trouble when I was, like, a sophomore in high school, and my mom wouldn't let me leave the house. Mm-hmm. So I started taking pictures of everything that was around me. So I'm like, okay, I like editing. Because, you know, we used to edit the pictures with them ugly edits on there, with the photos, with the words on them, with the kisses sign and stuff. So I was like, okay, I like this. But then, I don't know. I was watching Veronica Mars, and I think that's what... Look, also, if you know Veronica Mars, shout out to you. she was a photographer, and I loved that show. And she used to pin them on the board, and I started printing my pictures out and taking them a little bit more seriously. And then when I was a senior, and I was trying to figure out, what do I want to go to college for? And I was like, I like taking pictures, but do I want to take it seriously? And my mom was like, if you like it, go to school for it. And that's when I was like, okay, I think I'm a photographer. And I started taking senior portraits. So, and the rest is history from there. Yeah.
When I was writing out the word photographer today, I couldn't help but think of photography. Like, can you tell me about that a little bit?
Oh, my God. And we were just talking about this in the car on my way here. I was trying to figure out a name for, my Twitter. And I was like, I need something. I've always had to stand out in some way, shape, or form. I've always had to stand out. So I was like, I want to have something with my name. I have to have something with my name. So I'm like, okay, I take pictures, but okay, whatever. And then, I don't know, it just clicked one day. And I was like, oh, my God, photography. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is really dope. And it's been, maybe like 5 years I've had that as my name. And I was like, I need to copyright that, trademark it, because that's dope. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody else that's done that. And I always get compliments on my name still. Mm-hmm. Thank God. But I'm going to look into that. But yeah, that's where it came from, pretty much.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Because over and over, I just kept thinking it.
Yeah. And I named my website that. And I got a little pushback from my professors because they were like, okay. So, you know, like, when people might think that's a misspelling, but I was like, I want to be unique, because I didn't want to use Ty Moore's photography, because everybody does that. That's kind of boring, and I'm not boring. And one part of my photography, I always want to bring my personality through. Mm-hmm. In some way, shape, or form, I want to bring, because I believe that art imitates life and vice versa, life imitates art. Like, I strongly believe that, so I don't want my brand to be something completely different than who I am, because then that's not staying true to myself. So I was like, I'm going to keep the name. I don't care what it is. So shout out to them. My website is stillphotography.com. Look at it. So yeah.
How has style shaped your art?
Style as in, like, fashionable style, or
like all the above? Like, it could be what you wear, like, tomorrow, or the, like, what you draw, if you do.
Girl, I wish I could draw. Oh, my God. I was talking to my best. Everything that we're mentioning, I feel like I've talked about. You see? Okay.
Synchronicity.
Literally. I was just talking to my best friend about this today, and I was like, you're such a great drawer, painter. And I was like, I've never been able to do that. I remember one time in high school, and because I had a communications academy, and that's where I went. I've always been into art since high school. And we had, like, a painting final, and I was crying. So I couldn't do it. I was like, I can't do it. I cannot do this. So that's not my strong point. But graphics on the computer were always my strong point. But even since I was younger, like since freshman year of high school, I always stood out because I wore so many different things. And I won best dressed in high school because I would always dress different. I never really cared about what people thought and what people may conceive me as, mm-hmm. because boring people don't make history, right? Boring people don't make history. You got to stand out. But I've never tried to. You know what I'm saying? So, and I grew up with parents. Like, my mom is a very strong woman. She stands on her 2 feet. She doesn't care. And my dad was always different and always encouraging me to, like, my dad is a hippie. So, whatever, he's like, if it makes you happy, do it. Like, if you not hurt nobody and you happy, do whatever it is. I don't care what it is. So even now, transitioning into my adulthood, loving Solange, she was very pivotal to my style. Like, she's the reason why I'm natural and I started wearing pattern on pattern looking crazy. This is before everybody started loving her. So that translated into my work even with her, because she's so inspirational and so different. And I always love that, because I'm like, I'm not the only one. So that definitely translates into my work. Like, a lot of the clothes that I use on Light, that's from my closet. Or I bought that with the thought that I'm going to wear this after the shoot. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So what kind of challenges have you faced with your art and your photography?
That's a good question. I think with me being a photographer, it's very saturated. It's a lot of phones and a lot of people are trying to be, like, every day somebody like, I got my email in the bio, like, if you want some senior portraits. Everybody is being a photographer, and I think that's really great, because it's an underappreciated art form to me. I feel like not a lot of people appreciate photography as much as paintings and drawings and stuff, and I think that it is just as good. But it's trying to stand out and make history, like I said before. And like, I always think about, if the internet went down right now, will I still be a photographer? Will my work still be pivotal? Will it still make waves? I want to be present in social media as well as in person with the galleries and things like that, because I want to be respected by the people that got the money that can buy the work, but I also want to be respected by my peers. And followers are very important to a lot of people. Like, if you don't have a lot of followers, they like, girl, I'm not working with you, which is weird.
It's crazy.
Which is Sarah, that is bananas to me, because to me, if you're talented, be talented and reliable. That's all I need from you. I don't care if you got 2 followers. We're gonna work with them 2 followers. And that's really important to me too. And then just being like a black woman in a male dominated, like a white male dominated industry. A lot of, like, there are women photographers, but you can name them on your hand, like Annie Leibovitz. That, like, if you ask right now what a female photographer is, but then it's a black female photographer, how many of those can you name? Because as far as black people, you got Gordon Parks, but you really got to be into art to even know who he is. You'll know his photos, but you don't know his name. And that's really important to me, with standing out and showing that there is a place for black women in photography without it being, oh, like, she's just a black person photographer. Like, my work is good, and I want it to be just more than me photographing things about black people. So
your work is honestly, it's truly amazing. Like, the color and how it pops in every single way is just beautiful.
Thank you.
I was seeing lately on social media, like, you are getting in galleries and you are getting press. And can you tell me how that's affecting your art?
I think that, like, with the Light series, for example, I was very nervous because my Black series was more fine art. It was more drawn out. I worked on that for a year. I worked on that in school, so I got a lot of critiques from my teachers, who helped me with, like, my artist statement and getting it printed correctly and editing it down to the T. With my Light series, that was, like, the first project that I did by myself. I didn't have any help. I didn't take that to my teacher and was like, what do you think about this? And, like, I still talk to them very often and get their opinions on certain things, but that series is less fine art and more fashion. So as I'm submitting to galleries, I'm nervous. Like, will people perceive this as more than just a pretty picture? Which explains, like, my change in style with the series. Like, in the summertime, it was very bright, more flashy. And now if you see my work, you'll see it's getting more moody. Like, it still has the colors with the models and the outfits, but now I'm shooting more at night to bring more depth to the series, to bring more meat to it, so people can read more into it. Because how many times have you been to a gallery, you'll look at something, you'll be like, and you'll keep walking. Mm-hmm. I want people to stand there and look at it for at least a good 2 minutes. A good 2 minutes, that's a nice amount of time. Mm-hmm. And read into it. And that's part of what I'm learning. And being able to talk about my work is very important. So that's affected me. Because if you got your work in the gallery and they're like, oh, you're the artist? Oh, yes. You got a little heart attack. Get a little heart attack. You're like, oh, Lord, I got to talk about it. But my teachers, every day for a year, she'd be like, tell me what your work is about. So when somebody asked me about it, I immediately got my spiel, my elevator speech ready. And that's helped me. It's helped me so much. Like, when you just asked me, I didn't even take a beat. Mm-hmm. And that's important, because the more you know, the more people are into it, the more they'll buy it, which is not about buying it to me. It's how it makes me feel. And if that can translate to you as a white person, black person, Indian, Native American, anything like that, that's what's important to me. Mm-hmm. So
I think the language of art is really astounding, too.
Yes. And I try not to use a lot of crazy diction, because I can go into, you know, all the little, yeah, like, well, I use little compositions. And but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But part of my work is being able to relate to it. Like, whether you're a photographer or not, like with the Black series, I wanted like some of my family to look at that and be like, girl, I know you can see yourself in it. Mm-hmm. And if you can't, you want to know more about it so you can relate to it. And that's why I use different styles. Like, my light series is completely different than the Black, with the snapshot aesthetic and more of the amateurs. Like, see, look, there go the addiction. And using like pictures that you that are more easier to understand, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because I could use some crazy compositions and have all these things going on in the photos, but I want you to look at it and be able to understand it. I'm not trying to wreck your brain. It's a very straight... Because, you know, it's like, they're like, yeah, well, I was doing this because of the Indian. It go right over your head because there's so much to take in. And, you know, we live in an ADHD kind of society right now, where if you don't understand it in 2 seconds, your mind is already lingered somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And if you could talk about your work, then that's a little bit better for me. Because, mm-hmm. girl.
So how do you get inspired?
Oh, I love this question. Yeah. I prepare for a lot of things. Look, I prepare for a lot of things. I got a lot of scenarios in my head. And I don't know if that's part of me being an artist or what. But when I get inspired, it depends. Because I think every artist goes through a slump where you're like, I haven't been doing nothing. And for me, I hate feeling stagnant. Yeah. I'm a very progressive person. Like, I have to do something. Every day I set myself a small goal, whether it's like, okay, write down your idea for this or work towards something. Every day is a way towards something bigger. But if I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, what can I do to make this picture better? Or just trying to get the picture in my head, I listen to music. Mm-hmm. Music is so very important to me, and I listen to everything.
I know what you want. I can read your mind even from behind. And fuck what's in your phone, let me take you home. I wanna take you home. Since I read that I'm here, don't plan on staying too long. So you should come here, sit your ass on this throne. It's a special affair, better act like you know who I am. Who I am. Staying too long, so you should come here. Sit your ass on the throne. It's a special affair. Better act like you know who I am. Who I am.
I grew up with a dad that was like, if it sound good, I'm listening to it. It classic rock. It don't matter what it was. So I'll listen to different songs and then I'll start seeing videos in my head. Or I listen to the words and then that'll translate. And I listen to a lot of Solange and I love her visuals. Her visuals are so dope and that challenges me too. So when I start getting the pictures in my head, I either text my friends or text somebody like, oh my God, I just got this great idea. Mm-hmm. And I journal a lot.
Yes, that's great.
Journaling is so important for me and I write it. I can't do it on the digital. Sometimes I put notes, but I write every morning to get inspiration to try to get my ideas out my head and try to weed them out more, get them more descriptive and things like that. And then I can relate it to my models. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, music is my inspiration. And then everyday life. Like, I'll be driving past some almost crashing. Girl, I can't tell you how many times I almost crashed my car. I'll see a location, and then I'm like, I can see who's in that photo. I can see what they wearing. I can see what they doing. And then when I get home, I'll text my model like, okay, so this is what we doing.
That is amazing.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. And with ideas, I notice like if I'm driving and this idea is coming and if I don't grab a pencil right away, it'll be gone.
Yeah.
So the fact that you write it down, like I think all artists should take note of like just writing your ideas down.
My teachers used to tell me that all the time. You know how like when they tell you stuff like that in school, you're like, okay. I had a teacher all the time that'd be like, just write. Just write. Don't even think about it. Just write words and stuff. And I don't think I ever really, I think I did, but maybe not art-wise. I don't think I ever really did that in college. But once I've graduated, then I'm like, okay. Because it's more important because you don't have anybody making you do stuff no more. Mm-hmm. You know how hard it is to graduate and be sitting there looking at the wall in the corner? doing nothing. That's scary to me. That's why I'm like, girl, you better write a sentence down, girl. Get some out.
When's your birthday?
September 17th, so I'm a proud Virgo. Holla. Mm-hmm. You know, in the company of Beyonce, Michael Jackson. The list goes on. Pink, Jada Pinkett Smith. You know, I am in great company. Yeah. I always say we are the best of the best because it ain't no better than Michael Jackson and Beyonce. Like, we gonna go from us to what? True. You gonna go from us to what? So, yeah, I'm proud. That's Virgo. Hilarious. Every time Virgo season come around, everybody around me like, Ty, if you bring you your birthday one more time. Like at the top of the year, I'm like, okay, so every year we're wearing, because every year I have like different, me and my friends coordinate. So irritating. Yeah,
I love the photos of your friends. Oh my goodness. I love how simple and profound, like those colors on the couch. Like,
oh yes, the couch series. That's like my unspoken impromptu series that I've been doing lately. People love that one. Yeah, and that pink couch, everybody loves it. So, yeah, they be for it. So, because you know, Virgos are very extra. If you don't know, I don't know if you into
all
that.
Oh, my God.
Virgos are very extra, over-the-top, ambitious people, critical people. But we're very loyal. Very great. We're great friends. You know, of course, I'm biased. Look, stop it. Of course. Yeah. When is your birthday?
August 15th.
Girl, you on the cusp. You a Leo?
I have some Virgo stuff going on, like some wins. Okay.
See, I got to look back into my chart. I haven't looked in my chart for a very long time. I need to look back into it because that had you. I looked in my chart the first time. I said, the devil? What? I forget because I haven't looked into, like, you know, the houses and the moons and stuff like that. I'm like, let me stay focused on me being a Virgo. I know I got maybe some Cancer stuff because I'm real sensitive, but that's another story.
Yeah.
But that's another story for another day, girl.
What has your camera taught you?
Oh, my God. Wow.
You can take a deep breath.
Look, you see my chest? I'm getting, it's going to start breathing all fast. I think that I have learned that it's a lot of ways to express yourself. A lot of the things that I feel like I could, because like people ask me, do I model? I'm like, I could take a cute picture, but I'm not a model. Does that make sense? Like, if my friends ask me, I'll do it. But with my photography, I like to see myself in it. So with my models, I've learned from them. And I don't know. I feel like it's opened my mind up to a lot of different places. If I wasn't a photographer, I would say I would be a dancer because it's my second passion. However, when you're a visual artist, it's something about it that, like, you just see the world differently. I don't know if that makes any sense, but you just, the word, like simple things that, like a dirty parking lot, I'd be like, oh my God, I can see a fashion editorial photo shoot there with a color blocking, like 80s suit. Like it's really weird how my mind just, and I people watch a lot and I don't know, it's opened my mind. It's made me more open-minded than I already was. And it's related me to a lot of different cultures that I never thought I would be. Because I always say, like, if I would have stayed, because I went to high school in Kenosha, Wisconsin. God bless.
She said?
See, look, I don't claim it, girl. I was there for 5 years. I'm Chicago to the day I die. Chicago head. Because it wasn't nothing to do. But however, I'm very appreciative of the opportunities that it gave me. Mm-hmm. I feel like in Chicago, in high school, they don't really care about the kids. CPS don't care about the kids. They always trying to close it. And like right now, they're trying to close the school down and build it into an academy, a police academy. Like, we don't have enough of those. Like, okay, no shade. But you get what I'm saying? Like, photography, like, when you're an artist, it saves a lot of people's lives. So if I wasn't a photographer and I was in Chicago, I probably would not be as focused. I probably would still have similar attributes, but it's taken me to so many different places. And it's allowed me to have a voice and a platform for people that may not feel like they're being heard. Like, even people in my family, they live through me, you know what I'm saying, with being an artist. And that gives me a pride that I probably wouldn't have if I was doing something else. Like, I can't do an everyday job unless, listen, I always say the only exception I get is if I'm a teacher. I would love to be a high school teacher. So shout out to them and in CPS, which is hard, but...
We love you.
Look, we love you, kids. I'm coming back. I'm winning Shy City. But yeah, it's opened me up, and I've learned a lot about myself and what I want to be looked at. I look at myself inward more as being a photographer because, like, the bigger you get, the more people are looking at you. And not, like I said, not that I ever care, girl, but I want to use my voice and my art correctly. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm always thinking past me. Like, it's what I do is more than me. is for, like I said the other day on Facebook, when a door opened for me, it's open enough for another woman or another black woman, or like the doors that have not been opened before. Mm-hmm. And that's like, right now I am a photographer, but I'm trying to go into other avenues and help other women and help other creatives. And like right now, producing a podcast, Tell 'Em Sis, that's what it's called. I've been promoting it relentlessly. It's coming out next Tuesday. And the ladies on the podcast, oh my God, I love them so much. I feel like we've known each other so long already. But when I saw, because they had one episode out already, and I've always wanted to produce, and I've always wanted to direct, and wear different hats. So they had an episode out, and I saw it, and I was like, I have to help y'all in some way. Like, what can we do to help each other? Like, I wanna build this. Like, and it's just weird how fate works, because somebody asked me, like, do you want to do a podcast? One of my best friends' boyfriends, and I was like, I could do it. I got the personality for it. But I want to give somebody, like, if somebody already trying, let them do it. Because I have no problem with saying somebody could do something better than me. I have zero problems, because, like, I'm not prideful like that. And so I'm trying to, like, direct vlogs. And I have an idea for a YouTube channel called The Young Art Renaissance, like, behind the scenes for photography, and this series called Create Her, which is, like, about the day in the lives of different women creatives. Like, it's just so many.
Create Her. That sounds amazing.
I know, right?
I love it.
All that. I have it all written down in my journal. My journal and on my heart. So, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do out here, girl.
So you said a vlog?
Yes. One of the girls on the podcast, she Diamonds Dosage. So she has this blog. Now, you think I'm funny. Okay? She is hilarious. You hear me? Okay. That's how she said. Every time she could just say, okay, and I'm dead. I am weak. I love her so much, and I read her blog, and it's hilarious. And so I saw her on Twitter, because we'll meet in the studio, but then I see her on Twitter, like, oh, I want to do this vlog and stuff. And I text her, I'm like, what can we do? Mm-hmm. You want to do this vlog? Like, let me see if I can get some people on this. Like, let's see what we can make it better. Let's get you a promo shoot going. Like, let's do it all. And because I have no, like, if I'm trying to lift myself up, why not lift other people up while I'm going? Because let me tell you how selfish people are in this creative scene. Mm. Like, if you not known, they going to act like they ain't see your message. They going to ignore you, like I said, about the followers. They'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. But they'll ignore you after. I find that to be so rude. Mm-hmm. And you can't get blessed if you not blessing other people. Let's just make that very clear. And not that I do things just to get better. It's just in my nature. I'm a very giving person. I don't care if I got 2 cents. I give you one of my 2 cents so you can get something. You know what I'm saying? That's just part of what's important to me. And people feel that kind of energy. And I think that, like, if you see someone that's passionate about something, why not be involved in that? I love seeing passionate people do good work. So we gonna be working next year. We got it. 2018. I'm already got my resolutions going.
And you brought up a good point, like bringing artists together and lifting them up. And the reason, like, why I reached out to you to come on the radio is because what you're doing is incredibly, like, empowering to see a woman create art in a community like Chicago and have your voice be heard.
Yes. Yeah. It. And I was like, oh my God, somebody want to hear me talk. That was weird. Like, I was like, Sarah, want to hear me talk about something? And yeah, that is important, because you never know who you can inspire. I listen to podcasts all the time. So I get inspired by the darndest things. Like, somebody could say one sentence and I'd be like, chills. Like, how you just, I'd be like, girl, I got text my best friends, like, I am inspired. And I'm an early riser, so they probably looking at their phones like, girl, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. You don't get off my phone. Get off my phone. But yeah, it is important to me, because like I said, Chicago scene, if you're not in the loop of everybody that's known, they're not gonna do it. And a lot of people are doing work to be known, not because it's their passion, but because they want attention. And I think that's not really genuine. I try to stay very genuine with what I do and keep those kind of people around me. Because when you start making money and you're not doing it for the right reasons, you're going to be unhappy. It's a fact that a lot of millionaires are extremely unhappy. And I just want to make sure that, like, I have a tattoo that says from the soul. Everything. Because my auntie that passed, everything got to be from my heart. Like, she would tell me, I don't care what you do, it got to be from your soul. Like, I don't deal with people if it's not from their soul. Like, it's important to me. Like, I can't deal with surface-minded people. I can't even have it around me. And where I'm at in my life, like, if you talking to me, I'd be like, we not vibing. I don't feel it. And I don't say it to people because it's like, who the hell do you think you are? You know what I'm saying? But you can feel genuineness, like I said before. Yeah. So that's important to me, to just make that known and not plaster it everywhere, because I don't think that's something to advertise. If you real, people are feeling when you walk in the room. Like, friend from one of the podcasts, hey, friend, hey. She was like, I want to walk in the room and change the temperature with my vibes alone. Like, what a word.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. So.
I love your voice. I think you need your own radio show. So you're on to your own path, man.
Girl, cut it out. Look, cut it out. I'm like, I never even thought about my voice. Because, you know, I get a little loud, girl, and my laugh is extra. So if I was on the radio, I have to be like, y'all got to edit my laugh down. I break the microphone, girl. Because when something is funny, I will scream. And you know, we got these headphones on. Don't give me a good laugh, Sarah. You're going to be like, Ty, we got to calm her down. But I'm thinking about it. I think that I'm trying to do like one path at a time, because I do think that it's important to have, because I do think that I can be in front of the camera and behind. Because like I said, I have a huge personality and that can translate very well. So, like, one of the shows that I was thinking about is Kicking It, which is, like, I was thinking about doing it with my dad, weirdly enough.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's about music, and, like, we'll review albums and the difference, because everybody trying to do shows. So you got to think about something to catch people's attention, like a relationship, a father-daughter relationship. People are like, oh, that's so cute. So that'll get them. My dad is hilarious, too. My dad is hilarious. So that would be another thing. Then the age differences, the different perspectives, and having guests and having creatives in Chicago. So I'd be in front of that camera.
Dude.
With that mic.
That sounds great. See? Like you said, that connection of two souls talking, father and daughter.
And we in touch. Me and my dad are in sync. It's so weird. So, yeah.
How can people find you on social media?
Okay, well, I gotta spell everything out, because I feel like every time I tell somebody my name or something, they're like, how do you spell that? Okay, so I don't really be on Facebook, and then that's for family, so you know, with the Cardi B voice. on Twitter, my name is Tic Tac Ty, which is another cute name, and that's TicTacTye, so that's cute. And then I have two Instagrams. One is my personal, which is Photography, which you mentioned. And that's Photygraphy. And then my photography Instagram is Nostalgic Pics. And I got my name in that one, too. Girl, look. All right. Look. Okay. Nostalgicpix. That's a lot. That's a mouthful. So we're going to run that back one more time. So Twitter, because if you go on my Twitter, you can easily go to the other things if you like, girl, I don't know what the hell she should say. So my Twitter is TicTacTye. My Instagram is Photography, which is the most memorable. You remember that one. Photygraphy. And then my photography Instagram is Nostalgicpix. Now Snapchat, let me just disclaimer. I am rarely on there, but if I am, I'm having a great time, which means I'm probably gonna be twerking. So I get that to y'all, but y'all gonna be in a wild surprise, because I'm always having a good time on there. Or I just be cute, you know, upload a little cute photo, but it's every blue moon. But that one is the same photography if you want to find me on that one too. And I think that is, I have a Tumblr too, and I got my website, photography.com. Yeah, look, they can't hear me smiling, but I am. I'm cheesing real hard.
You can hear the smile.
Look, smile right quick.
And Ty, if there's anything that you want to share, like a personal story that's changed your life.
Girl, we gonna get deep up in here, girl. Look, you got some tissues? Oh, okay. I have something. Okay, so when I was in high school, I originally started with fashion photography. I've always been interested in fashion, and so I started early with stuff. Like, that's when I started, like, recruiting models, and I would set up, like, I would style them with my clothes, and I would tell them, like, the location. I've always been very detailed. So when I went to college, I'm like, that's what I want to do. But it wasn't really a lot of meat to that. Like, I had one black model. Shout out to my best friend, little sister, little Quay Quay, Veronique, hey, girl. But, yeah, like, black people wasn't my interest. And I forgot what the class was. I know it was in the early stages of college, and I had my teacher, Peggy. We had to do a project in which we were doing a similar style. There you go. Look, thank you, Sarah. Replicating another artist's style. And she showed us different artists. And up until then, like I said before, I hadn't really paid attention to black women photographers. I never really looked into it. And she showed me this one, Lorna Simpson, who is my favorite photographer to date. And that changed my whole outlook on photography and what I wanted to do and like the way that I looked at it, because she was photographing stuff like black people's hair, like their bodies, and she would add words to it and have these different collages. And I've seen her work in museums. She does videos, and I'm like, wow. And for a long time I had a similar style, but I'm like, let me get my own style. And that really made me interested in photographing things with black people that may not be beautiful to everyone, or to the masses, shall I say, but it's beautiful to us, or just showing the beauty that I see. And that really changed my life. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. Shout out to Peggy and Lorna Simpson. I follow you on Instagram.
Inspiration. That's crazy how it changed your life. It's
my whole perspective with photography. I don't do the same photography that I did back then. So it's really crazy. Yeah. Look, I want to shout out all my friends. Look, Tyra, get this on video. I got my niece in the studio with me, so I got to be ghetto, girl. You know, look, I'm black. You know, I got to get these little shout outs going. Look, shout out to my little homie Pistol Starter. No, I was kidding. I just really want to lastly say that it's very sisterhood is very important to me, and that's past race. I love seeing women together and really together. We need to really get Trump, Pence, throw the whole White House administration away, okay? Throw it all, throw them away, right in the trash, okay? Let's make that clear. Okay, look, okay.
There's blood in the streets of our hometown cities. It is more than you would think. It is more than a pity. And you can kill your fellow man in a cold blood self-defense. As long as you have your badge, they say it's money well spent, no justice. Certainly a black and white, a race divide, even in these times. Because divided we can't fight, united together for equal rights. With these scare tactics and the smoke and mirrors, the greatest illusion of them all is what they are fighting for. We're killing at all. No justice, no. Justice, no peace. Put your hands where I can see.
flying with no names on it. Blind spot, no eyes. Bombs dropping over here, run quick, flee for shelter, only to find there's none left over. Camp City hell, Babylon fell, reduced to rubble and ash as we drown in sin. It's time to conquer resistance, forget being hesitant, make real moves. Use God-given tools to face adversity, live creatively, and continue on this journey, because the battle's not over till the fattest nation sings. Everybody sing and free the people, but remember, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Your best believers, part of a brother regime. You say it's because of the way that I dress.
The man had strength in his stride.
A possible weapon in my vest.
What is he trying to hide? Let us not pretend it wasn't because of the color of his skin. In the you have made your choice. Now somebody's baby is dead.
And I just want people to know that, you know, Black Lives Matter, okay? And if you're saying all lives matter, that means Black lives should matter too, right? Because we included in that. So don't negate that by saying all lives matter and then you don't care when something happened to us. Mm-hmm. I want to make that very clear. I love the police is nice, but not all of them. And being a Black woman is very important to me more than anything. That's very important to me in showing, like, my nieces, like, my the women around me that it is okay to be okay with being Black. Like, it's okay to be opinionated without being an angry Black woman and not seen as aggressive. And it's important to address mental health. Mental health is very important, and it's not addressed in the Black community. And I just want to say those things.
Wow.
I love everybody.
You're such a strong woman, and I appreciate you, Ty.
Thank you, Sarah. Look, shout out to Sarah for the one time. Look,
thank you. Oh, man. I really do appreciate you, Ty. Seriously, you're amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. I got the vibes.
It's like a rainbow in the room.
Girl, look, I'm up here looking. I feel the aura. Look, I'm over here seeing it. They like, they off some shrooms.
I wish.
Look, we calm right now. We calm. But yeah, I definitely feel the vibes. I appreciate you for letting me come out here and say whatever the hell I want, because Lord knows you could have cut it off, girl. I know I can be crazy sometimes.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
But thank you so much for inviting me, and I've had a great time because I was nervous.
Oh my gosh, you're such a natural. So thank you.
Yay!
That was awesome, man.
Yay! I love it.
And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sarah Opeth. Thanks for listening to On the Radar.